please keep your seatbelts on? We're not on the runway anymore. That's crazy. We should put that video up. I'll put that up on the show and tell page.
Okay.
Because it's kind of crazy. It makes you think about every time. I don't know. Every time I land in a I'm a pretty comfortable flyer. But every time you take off and every time you land, that's like the part that's like, whoop, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And yeah, this one went off the runway in Chicago, which I guess we're getting the weather that they got, but I may be wrong about that. Todd's going to pop in here in a second. He's got a sweater on at Storm Center Day,
yeah.
So they're all sweatered up on television. Because there are a lot of, you know, on the coastline here. Oh, by the way, shout out to Zachary. I said a second ago, we haven't heard from anyone in like the Augusta area or Lewiston, Auburn. And little Zachary called, who lives in Brunswick, and he said,
yeah, I think that's because your signal doesn't really reach that far. Bye-bye.
And I was like, okay. Okay. That's find a more delicate way to say that, Zachary. That's a little hurtful. I said, I should have put him on the air.
Right.
I said, so you're saying we're not really as big as we think we are.
Right.
He goes, right. Okay. Nothing like getting knocked down a peg by a kid in the morning.
Right.
That's
right,
a good way to start the day at work, isn't it?
Thanks, Zachary. I'm not even going to ask you how I look today.
All he needed to add to that was, okay, boomer.
Yeah, right.
Oh man, I was watching Jeopardy last night, and I didn't expect to get teary-eyed during Jeopardy of all things.
Right.
So I'm watching Jeopardy, and Alex, still fighting cancer, and he has a wig. Like, you could just tell his hair looks a little different. I mean, it's a really good wig.
Okay.
Yeah, but you could tell his hair's a little different. And there was a guy, I don't know, some like tournament of champions or something, and the guy didn't have the answer at the end. And so he wrote down, "We love you, Alex," as his final Jeopardy answer. And Alex read it, and he got like Shut Alex, up. Mr. Smooth, Mr. Not, Mr. Infallible, got like a little choked up. It was kind of sweet. And I was like, oh, my God, because it's, and I think I thought about, and I've said this to people, the stuff that makes me more emotional now. After losing Kyle, my partner, 6 months ago, is not so much the sad stuff. I mean, still now and then, of course, but it's more like the touching stuff when you see how much people care. Like, that's
right.
What gets me.
Right.
So I kind of felt for Alex. I was like, yeah, that's the part that gets you, is when people show you how much they care.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm going, oh my God, Kyle would be making so much fun of me getting teary eyed at freaking Jeopardy. Ugh. Anyway, hi, Todd.
Hey, guys.
So it wasn't bad for us. How was it in Cape this morning, getting out in Cape?
I had thrown some salt down on the driveway, but the driveways and the roads were fine. It was, our front porch has a little glaze on it, and all of the grass blades have ice on them, and the trees and the limbs have a little ice on them. So it's more the stuff that's kind of like suspended.
Right, because the ground's probably just not cold enough yet.
Exactly, right. Yeah. It hasn't frozen up yet, so... So along the coast, I think the roads are in pretty good shape. Inland, it's a different story. Bridges and overpasses, they have a solid coating of ice on them. Actually, Ryan Breton, meteorologist in our office, just sent me a text. He's out in Stormy, and they were getting on the turnpike up in Lewiston.
We should clarify, Stormy is the weather vehicle, not the porn star Daniels.
By the way, I did not name the vehicle. I was overruled. Anyway.
Yeah. It's just when you just say he's out in Stormy,
Right. You're like, oh, wait, she's back in town?
Right, exactly.
She was here last year.
Yeah.
But he legitimately fishtailed.
Getting
on the turnpike. So, yeah. So some of the bridges, overpasses, neighborhood roads are going to be a little dicey this morning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I just feel like we're just not used to, I think, the first one of these.
It is, yeah.
Right? You're just not, this morning, I was like a little nervous. Like, I'm never a nervous driver. But.
I think that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
It's better to be a little nervous than it is to just be out there speeding through the ice.
Yeah. And knowing your track record, Eva, with driving.
Thank you. Yes.
You should continue to be nervous.
Yes.
You guys,
Martin, I don't know if Eva should be nervous. It should be any
Everybody
vehicle
else.
Within the vicinity.
Yeah,
and also some telephone poles
and pedestrians. Yeah,
very much pedestrians.
Yeah.
No, I told you, I was driving in, and I'm going, God, who was riding my ass? Driving in
Wait,
a snowstorm.
Today?
No, not today.
Oh, in another.
But no, in a snowstorm, like in a full-on storm, and it was slippery, and this car's like 10 feet behind me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going. what are you doing? And then she follows me into the radio station.
Oh my gosh.
And it's Eva.
Hi.
I said, what are you doing?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Good
morning.
Yeah. Well, no, I was staying near you, you know, in case you crashed. Well, then you would have crashed into me.
No, I was going in his tracks. Because he's got the
10
tires.
Feet behind. Yes, right. You go farther behind. This is why you should be nervous, and everyone else should be doubly nervous.
Get off my bum.
Did we get that?
Wow. Oh, man. Here we go.
That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to turn around to Eva and yell.
You're getting a fist up the bum.
That's what it feels like right now. Get off my ass.
That's going to come back to bite me, but God, it felt good saying it.
You're getting a fist up the bum.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so Todd, it's cold, I saw, on your little, 7-day forecast, however long that is.
Yeah.
So. Did I see more snowflakes on there, too?
There might be a snow shower Friday morning, but that's actually warmer air arriving. So, you know, there could be a quick little snow shower, and then it turns into the 40s in the afternoon. So it'll be like the warmest day of the week.
Only in Maine does a snow shower indicate warmer air.
Indicate warmth.
What?
You know, I was ready to start, you know, sending all my weather stuff down to my sister in Nashville and be like, poor me. And then I looked at her temperatures, and they're like pretty much the same.
Yeah, a lot of the East is seeing some record cold right now.
Yeah.
This is abnormal.
Is this the system that I mentioned a second ago, that plane that went off the runway in Chicago?
Yes. Yep.
Same system? Okay.
Sure. Yep.
And I said that, and then I realized I really don't know that. I just kind of assumed that.
Yeah, it brought snow to Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Oh, wow.
You guys know where Lambeau Field is?
St. Louis.
Come on. Nope, nope, and nope.
Okay, wait, hold on. Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field.
Oh,
hold on.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, okay, so who plays there? You guys know.
The Packers.
Green Bay.
Yeah, there you go. Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Not Chicago, not St. Louis.
Okay, but I was closer than he was.
The Blake and Eva Sports Corner here.
You said St. Louis, Eva, so no.
Well, then I said Chicago, but that's Soldier Field.
Right, but Chicago is closer, Eva.
To what?
Well, it was
to
at least
the answer.
It was at least what we were talking about.
You were closest.
It was in the vicinity of what we were talking about. Oh, don't get her mad.
You're getting a fist up the bum.
That's all from the Blake and Eva and Todd Sports Corner.
And that's it for sports. So hang up the cleats, bring out your jog bra, and tell Mother to put on the kettle.
Blake and Eva in the morning.